They're both going. I don't know whether both of them attached this time. Both of them are attached this time. Both of them attached this time. This is the second Sunday at Evanston Methodist Church, Reverend Williams' service on the second Sunday at the Evanston Methodist
number. Our scripture lesson be selected from the third chapter of St. Matthew. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go in the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
For I made thy courts of death and thousands. I shall be a dwelling house of my God, to dwell in the temple of
thee. Because of the house of the Lord, I will seek thy goods.
Those that are standing in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, Lord. I have loved thy habitation, the place where thy honor dwells.
But the Lord is in the holy temple, let all earth be silent before him.
Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath an hour to sing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Hymn 164, number circular hymn, Break Thy Bread of Life. Break thy bread of life, dear Lord, to me as thou did. Break the love beside the seaside, beyond the sacred place. For I was saying probably three stanzas of this hymn after the first line. Break thy bread of life, dear Lord, to me as thou did it.
Thank you.
verse from the third chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, beginning at the first verse. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his path straight. And the same John had a raiment of the camel hair, and a leather guide about his line, and his meat were locusts and wild honey. Then went out of him Jerusalem and all Judah, and all Judah reigned round about Jordan, and were baptized of him, confessing their sins in Jordan. We read seven verses of the third chapter of St. Matthew. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to the good and edifying of our soul. Out the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, thou shalt have no other God before me.
Lord, mercy upon us, and incline our hearts with Jesus love. Now, oh my God, do
receive, you say, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Glory be to the Father and to thy Son and to thy Holy Ghost. I was beginning, is now, and now, what shall be, world without end, amen.
May be seated, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good work, glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth not corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, even so to them. For this is the law and the prophet. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. Pray on the contribute this morning, those that gain, those that inhabit the gate. They may be as bread cast from the water. And a few days hence return to us, some give us 30, some 6, some 100. These best we ask in Jesus' name. A the official staff have an announcer, please? Anyone has an announcer? You hear the announcement from the Office of Hope for Your Governor says according. Number one, we appreciate those that seem fit enough to give me a vacation to for around 5 weeks. We appreciate it. And we try to take advantage of it. Because this morning we seemed like we was going to a new church after being away 5 weeks. It seemed like going back to a new church. We appreciate what you have did through that session. Now the annual conference has been pulled up at least 3 weeks. First, the bishop of the district now are not going to stop over the annual conference. We just started and then something about 3 weeks of going back. He's beginning the annual conference and going straight through. So we are a little bit better than 3 weeks ahead. Johnson, what you need to do that? We're a little bit better than 3 weeks ahead. The day 1 month, the annual conference will close. Day 1 month, the annual conference will close.
The Gainesville District, the Reverend W. Jennings serves, resides in Hamilton. Church, Monarchy, M.E., number 2, Pastor E.J. Williams. Dear Reverend, I have just received a letter from Bishop Collins stating the following changes as to your report for the annual conference. Number 161, budget. $153.50. Wednesday, 11 a.m., $11. Sunday school, $11. Sunday school, Sunday, 11 a.m., $11. Mission preacher, $5. Roll call, $6. Meal tickets, pastor and steward, $9 each. Total, $18. Minute money, $15. Conference gift to presiding elder, $15.
Now, my son, these are items we have to try to report to the annual conference. Now, we have insurance on this black here, but it isn't a church insurance, so that chance to be my insurance, so that will take away from the amount. And it seems we has around $160 to make our report. And he's calling us on Tuesday night before the first Sunday, I guess, to make our report. And on Wednesday, after the first Sunday, we go into Haines City to our annual conference. Now, as I said, we have been here in peace and harmony for 8 years. And the presiding bishop of the state said that he don't want any man to stay over 8 years. When you stayed 8 years, then there's a chance to be moved. But I noticed the book of the sitting pretty good. I try to keep up with it. And I can't find in that book where they say move faster than 8 years. They say it is the executive head, which is the presiding bishop, would stay on any Episcopal district over 8 years. When those 8 years had been expired, then they sent a new bishop, reappoint that bishop. So we have a chance to stay just as long as we want. Our next hymn is 192. O God, I hope for the ages past, I hope for years to come, I shelter from a stormy blast, now eternal home. Under thy shadow of thy thorn, still may we dwell secure, sufficient is our arms alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, and earth received a frame, from everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same. 1,000 ages in thy sight has been even gone, short as the watcher in the night before its rising sun. Time is like an ever-rolling stream, bears all our sons away. It flies forgotten as a dream, and dies at the opening day. O God, our help in ages past, I hope for years to come. Be that I have a guide to our life shall last, and our perpetual home. The choir will sing probably 3 standards of this hymn. O God, our help in ages past, and I hope for years to come. This morning and see those still present and on their forward march trying to make heaven our home when done with the world. This world is no friend to grace, and neither will this present world help us on to God. But we must stay in the world, die out of the world, and then try to get to heaven when done with the world. And if we will endure hardness as a good soldier when coming down to the channel of the Jordan, or to the margin of the Jordan, we'll have a home not made with hands, but eternal into the heaven. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So everlasting life is promised to those that are willing to go all the way of that celestial road, deny themselves in this world, and take up their cross and follow Jesus. If you will deny yourself in this world and take up your cross in this world and follow him, he'll give you a crown of life when done with the world. Now, crowns isn't giveaway on loyalty, but crowns are giveaway on work. We must work out our own soul salvation in this world to have a crown of life when done with the world. So every child of God ought to know thus one thing, that Jesus died for me. After dying, he gave his life a ransom, that through his dying, that all men might inherit eternal life.
Amen.
So there's a crown of life waiting at our Father's right hand, if we will endure hardness as a soldier when done with the world. Now we're going to talk to you a few moments from the 5th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel. And you may note the 1st and 2nd verses. And seeing the multitudes, he went up unto a high mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the pure in spirit, for they shall see God. Now, the theme we're trying to get over this morning, to see God for ourselves, is nobody can see Jesus for me. I must stand before the pinnacle and answer for Elijah James Williams. I must answer for the things, what I've done in this world, not in the world to come. I must appear before the judgment bar and give an account of the deeds which has been done in the bar, whether they be good or whether they be bad. But Jesus and his wise providence, he had 12 followers. And these 12 men went here and there. When he was healing the sick, they were with him. When he was opening the eyes of the blind, they were with him. When he was curing the wounded hand, they were with him. When he killed the woman at the well, saw the woman at the well, they were with him. But there come a time in life when Jesus, God's Son, would send 9 men away. And he said, you go yonder and stay till I come. And sending those men away, he would take with him Peter, James, and John. And he'd take those men to the mountaintop. He said, now, boys, said, I can't be with you always. So there come a time when I must leave. But I tell you what I'm going to do this morning. I'm going to give you experience. I'm going to carry you on the mountain. And going on the mountain, he went up. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. Those 12 men came to him, and he taught them, saying, blessed are the pure in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. Amen.
My friend, in this world, we're going to be tossed by many storms. A storm of confusion. Storm of trouble. Storm of tribulation. But if you will hold on this morning to the horn of salvation, when God's Son shall walk down from labor to the war, he'll crown us Lord of all. But I see this same Jesus, as he was going on, he met other men. Men what had been laboring all night long. Fishermen. An independent, making an independent living. But he told those men, said, I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to forsake your nest tonight. Get up early in the morning and follow me. And if you will follow me this morning, I'll make you become fishers of men. Same way that you're catching fish this morning, you can draw men. Draw men this morning out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Tell them my yoke easy this morning. Tell them my burden of light this morning. Take it upon your shoulder and learn me. As you learn me, I'll be bread from a starving man. I'll be water when you come to a dry place. Every child of God this morning ought to know one thing, that Jesus heard me one morning. Take my feet out of the muck and the mire. Place on high ground this morning. I'm willing to go all the way not to lift the road. Tell Jesus I know that you heard me long time ago. Take my feet out of the mire clay. First on a rock to be turned later. But I see Jesus as he go on, said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. In this life, my friend, you're going to have trouble. And after having trouble, you're going to come to cross them sometime in life. But I come to tell you this morning to hold on.
Yes.
The thoughts are changing now.
Yes.
You hold on this morning when the time to break down is going to be.
Yes.
When this word can't get home no more.
Yes.
You hear that voice say, come you with my fire.
Yes.
Heard the kingdom prepare you from the beginning of the world.
Yes.
This morning, he's a rock in a red land. I know this morning, he's a shield of silent storm. When I get old and bend it down on my cane, he's tied me with his own powerful hand. Hold me this morning with my powerful hand. Lead me on all my journey through. And when I come to the last mile away, I want the crown of life. But I see him, he didn't stop there. When it comes to the sixth verse, it blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Oh Lord, I think about David so many times in life. When he was back there in the backside of the desert, he said, when my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will take me up.
Yes.
Oh Lord, David said, I've been young, but now I'm old. I know seen the righteous forsake. I see big bread. There's something wrong back there, my friend. God, Jesus, all my soul this morning, I know you're going away. I know it this morning. He opened doors when the corn eye said, he's a rock in a real land. He's a shepherd in the time of the storm. He's a battle in the time of battle. If you hold his hand this morning, you hold my door in glory. But it didn't stop there. He went a little further. He said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. My friend, in this life, you're going to be accused of many disasters, but I tell you what you ought to do. You ought to sit down long enough to figure up the cause. What's going to cause you to go to heaven, my friend? Great God Almighty, the master Lamb of God, walked out one morning with the power of glory. All power is in my hands this morning. I can make a way out of nowhere. I won't. I can't destroy and I can't defend. Shake your hand. Telling you and I to gird up your line. If you'll gird up your line this morning, I'll be water where there's a dry place. If you'll gird up your line this morning, I'll be bread in a starving land. If you'll gird up your line this morning, when your friend turned their back on you, I'll be by your side as a friend. Oh Lord, long time ago, 39 years ago, I leave my hand in God's hand. Now, friend, I've been on the mountain all the time. I've sometimes in the valley, but I've told you to hold my hand. I'll climb these mountains. I'll go through these valleys. I'll hold your name up in high and low places. I'll tell them that the wages of sin is death and the gift of God eternal life. I'll tell them that you died on Mount Calvary, rugged brow. I'll tell them when the hard earth one morning stayed there 72 long hours, got up a Thursday morning. All power is in my hand this morning. I can destroy and I can defend. I can make a way out of no way. But the same Jesus, as he's going up this morning, he's telling you not look down at the world, but look up for salvation. He tell you this morning to do good unto all men. You have them to do unto you. Telling you this morning, if you'll keep my commandments, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Not only that, my friend, when the world shall end, I'll catch you by the cross of your mind. I'll leave you on the other side of Jordan, where there'll be no more crosses. There'll be no more trials. There'll be no more tribulation. There'll be no more disadvantage. I'll hold your hand this morning. I'll place your feet on a solid rock.
You should go all the way up that solicited road. Then have heaven with the other world.
Amen. My fair lady. What? Through many dangers, toils and snares, I've already come through.
Thank you.
Take up your cross. If you will deny yourself and take up your cross, you can be a soldier of Christ. Now the service is yours, and you may take your own text and preach your own sermon for heaven and the moral glory. Remember, the race is made for the swift. The race is made for the man, the woman, the boy, the girl, will go all the way without the lusted road, and then have heaven when done with the world.